الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. On one occasion, a lady went and visited her friend, another lady. When she went there, she saw that in the kitchen there was a Quran Sharif, but it had all oil marks on it. And also you could see it was touched many times with wet hands. And then she found that in the garden also there was a Quran Sharif kept somewhere on a shelf, and the pages were like almost torn. Another Quran Sharif was kept by the bedside, and another in the lounge. So she sort of disliked this, that the Quran Sharif is being disrespected like this. And the lady of the house made out that she's uncomfortable with this. And also the house lady, when she was walking around, her back was facing to the Quran from time to time. So then that house lady explained to her that I have a very busy schedule, so I don't get time to sit one place to read Quran Sharif. So I've kept the Quran Sharif in different places. And can you imagine how much she needs it? That otherwise to walk from one room to the other is not so far in the house. But she just wants to, she has to see the Quran, read the Quran Sharif. So she needs it sort of all the time. How much she must be needing it? That she doesn't dry her hands also. And she just touches the Quran Sharif. And she said that my father told me that make the Quran Sharif your friend, your companion. The Quran Sharif will sort out every problem of yours. Is the solution to every problem and is the answer to every question. So I found in the Quran Sharif so many verses that they are the solution to my problem. And I've marked them out in red, those places. And then sometimes I look for my solution and I have to look for it in the Quran Sharif. Turn pages. And sometimes I just open the page and my solution is there. So she said that my sister-in-law came and visited me, and I hosted her, fed her everything, and I did the best what I could, and it was done properly. But as I left her and I was going in the kitchen, I heard her making some very unsavory remarks, things, not nice things she was saying, and this hurt me very much. So I looked for the answer for it in the Quran Sharif. When I opened the Quran Sharif, I saw there, اِتْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. That when somebody does bad to you, do good to that person. So I got my answer there. I had bought a pair of earrings, so I went and I took it and I gave it to her. So this impressed her very much. She kept on staring at it, then she started crying. And when she cried, then I hugged her. Then she told me that you are such a wonderful sister-in-law. You are more better than even a sister. So she found her answer there. She said that when you came, then I had cooked already, and I just cooked how much was for the house. So there wasn't more food. So now I was worried. I have to host you also. So again I looked at the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif told me, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will make shukr, I will give you more. So I made lot of shukr and I kept on making shukr of Allah Ta'ala. I opened the fridge and I saw some peas there. So I thought that also I can offer you. Then I thought of taking rice out and boiling the rice, cooking it. Just then, from the neighbors, a platter of biryani came. And then my husband returned from the office and he brought haleem with him. Now everything, what a wonderful da'wat got arranged. Just by making shukr to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. She says that my husband got retrenched from work because of COVID. So he was he lost his job. And then this was a big worry for us. We have to pay our rental, our utility bills. We have to put food on the table. And then all other things also necessary. This was a big problem. So I opened the Quran Sharif again. And I found my answer, that إِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Make istighfar and tawbah. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. Allah will send the rains in abundance to you. ويمددكم بأموال وبنين. And Allah Ta'ala will increase you in your wealth and in your children. ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. And Allah will make gardens for you. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will make canals of water flow for you. So when that I read, I started and I just kept on making istighfar, tawbah istighfar. And I started phoning whoever I had an argument with, a fight with, some discord between us. I phoned all those people and I asked for maafi. In that there was our one family also, that we were in, we were having discord and we were family problems with them. I asked them also for maafi. After 3 days, they came and visit. When they came and visit, and in the discussion it came that my husband has lost his job. So one of their family members said that at our office, one post has become vacant. And what your husband's qualifications and experience, his job is guaranteed there. And triple the wage. And also all the other perks and extras also what he's going to get. So she said, I saw that how Allah Ta'ala just solves our problems. And then she says that always I turn to the Quran Sharif and I find the solution to every problem, the answer to every question. And therefore, I just whenever I get a chance, I just turn to the Quran Sharif. From here, great lessons for us to learn also. If then this lady who came and visit, she said that I was just doing external respect of Quran Sharif. Mm-hmm. But the real benefit of Quran Sharif, and that we take it really as a friend, as a companion, there is no doubt how much Quran Sharif will give us. So, but of course, outward respect also we must have of the Quran Sharif. Respect it, but always with wudu. And always with respect and honor the Quran Sharif. But the main thing is to get the benefit of the Quran. And more than these material benefits, much more than that, the Quran will give solution to our spiritual maladies and illnesses. One of the greatest ways is the Quran Sharif. As Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh saw Allah Ta'ala in a dream and asked him that what is the easiest, closest, best way to reach you? Allah said, Quran Sharif. And he asked, understanding or without? And Allah said, both ways. So just by reading Quran Sharif, we make it our ma'amool regularly. And like this lady, everywhere, all the time, she was just with the Quran Sharif. Allah give us all tawfiq also. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala discusses at various places about anger. Anger is also a natural thing which is in a person. In fact, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi say, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, a person who doesn't become angry is a donkey. And a person who becomes angry but his anger doesn't go away is a shaitan. So yeah, it is clear that anger is a natural thing. And Quran Sharif says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ. Not that they don't have anger. Allah praises these people. Not that they don't have anger, but they control their anger. Kadhimin, kadham, the ulama explained, it's like you fill a bottle and then you have sort of a string on top to close it. And you pull the string close and you tighten it. That is what is kadham. So anger is there, but you control it. So the Quran Sharif did not praise those people who don't have anger. But those people who have anger, but they control their anger, those people are praised. If a person doesn't have anger, then there is nothing for him to no achievement. And also, if a person becomes angry, and he cannot execute his anger, you become angry in front of a very strong person, big person, you can't do anything. And you said, I made sabr. That is not sabr. Sabr is when you could do something. You had the full power. And you could do whatever you want to. You had all that authority, all that power. And then you control yourself. That is what is praiseworthy. So anger, and also it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Man ahabba lillah, a person who loves for Allah, wa abghadha lillah, and a person who becomes angry for Allah, who hates for Allah's sake, then that is, his iman is completed. So all types of anger is not bad and is not haram. Anger a person should have when wrong is being done. And a person doesn't become angry, that is not a good sign at all. When wrong is being done and you have anger in you, otherwise you won't be able to make jihad also. For jihad also you must have the hatred of the kuffar, and you want to defeat them. And for that your anger is absolutely essential. So, and Abu Zurgani Deen, Allah reward them, they have said that all these natural qualities that we have got, izala maqsood nahi hai, it isn't that we have to scrape them and remove them. That you remove anger, for example. No, not that. Love you have, you don't have to remove your love. Just like how beautifully Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, somebody wrote to him and told him that I bought a firearm. And because of the firearm, now I feel like pride. I've got a gun with me. And like a person feels, I'm somebody now. I can shoot you. And you even say, I've got a gun. I'll shoot you. So now this pride is coming in me. Must I get rid of the gun now? Because it's bringing pride in me. So Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, you have got the tool of adultery, zina also with you. So you don't have to cut it off. All you have to do is control it. Use it in the right way. You don't have to get rid of it. So the same way this anger also that a person has, this anger, so izala maqsood nahi, that we don't remove the anger. Imala maqsood hai. Turn its direction in the right way. Make that anger for the pleasure of Allah. Not for your own. For your own self you forgive wholesale. But for Allah's sake, there where you have to show anger, you must show anger. Today, unfortunately, we don't understand this. If we, if our family members not reading namaz, other people not reading namaz, no anger. But if some dunya's harm, then we get angry. Somebody bumps the car, our son bumps the car, is a big problem. But he doesn't read namaz, it's not a problem. And there we say that you must have peace with everyone. Hey, it's gone completely. The Sahaba, they broke up, parents broke off relationship with their children. So angry and upset they became because of deen's sake. So that is what is the perfection of Iman, that a person has this anger. So anger has to be there and channelized in the right way. Anyway, normally it is referred to in the wrong way. Love also, you love for Allah's sake. You love a person for his great qualities of deen, etc., then your iman is completed. And the same love can be used for wrong things, and you get yourself destroyed completely. So, but normally when we refer to anger, we just take it that it is the wrong anger. That we get angry, and unfortunately today, if anyone, any deedy person who's got deeni ghairat, real love for deen and feeling for deen, and he cannot tolerate anything wrong about deen, and he becomes angry, we find fault with that person. He can't help it. For deen's sake, he can't. For dunya's sake, if people become angry, we say you can expect it. It's natural. It happens. But for deen's sake, then we can't understand it. So this wrong anger with regard to that, it comes in the Hadith Sharif when a person becomes angry and he can execute that anger and he doesn't, he controls himself. That is for his own personal things, for dunya's things he became angry. And he didn't become angry. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants that person aman and iman. Peace and serenity Allah will grant that person. And this is a method of increasing our iman. At that time we controlled ourselves, Allah increases the iman of the person. And in other riwayat it comes when a person becomes angry. And he controls himself. He had the power. He could do what he wanted to. Whoever it was in front of him, he had the authority over that person, but he controlled himself. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala grants in his insight. Allah grants him Iman. So the method of increasing our Iman, in getting the reality of Iman, and if we think of this at the time of anger, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will make it, will increase our Iman. In another hadith, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, he asked, who is a strong person in wrestling? So the Sahaba answered, the person who overpowers his opponent. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that is not a strong person. A strong person is he when he becomes angry, and he can execute that anger, exercise it, and he controls himself. That is a strong person. It comes in one hadith, that where a person who controls his anger, he becomes angry on somebody and he could do what he want to, and it was permitted for him also. But he controlled his anger on the day of Qiyamah in front of the entire creation. Allah will call him out and tell him to choose from any of the Hurul Een. Or the most pure, of course, whoever will choose the most beautiful one. So just by controlling our anger, what great rewards are not there. One lady at one time, she lost her son. And she lost her control over herself also. She was upset, she was angry, and she was saying things what she should not be saying. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told her, make sabr. So she didn't see who's it in that state of hers, and she said, what you know what my condition is. What I'm going through, what you know what I'm going through. Somebody told her, that was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then she went and asked for maaf. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, As-sabru inda sadmatil ula. When you are angry and you are sorrowful, at that time to make sabr, the value is of that time. Afterwards, all get sabr after some time. Then we all, the effects of it go less, etc. But at that time, to control oneself. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was upset with one of his workers, and he was reprimanding him, and quite severely. So Nabi Ali salatu wasalam advised him also that make sabr, control yourself. Don't execute your anger like that. So for Allah's sake, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu set the slave free also. Hazrat Ali, the son of Hazrat Hussein, the son of Hazrat Ali. In other words, our Khalifa, the fourth Khalifa, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his grandson Ali. He was making wudu, and while making wudu, the person was pouring water for him to make wudu. And by mistake, that water jug hit the head of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So also he became upset, you hurt me. And so he looked up angrily to that person. The person read this ayat, والكاظمين الغيظ. Allah praises those people who control their anger. He says, قَظَمْتُ. I control my anger. I brought it under control. Then that person read, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And Allah Ta'ala forgives also. So he said, I forgave you also. Then he read the last part, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those people who make ihsan. That are good, they treat people well. So he said, go, you are freed for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So like this, they made amal on these ayat. And here also we see that when a person forgives, that comes because of sifat of ihsan in a person. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, wherever he's made his great promises, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those people who make sabr. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah is with those people who have got taqwa in them. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَا الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah is with those people who have got the quality of ihsan. We see no way in the Quran Sharif, in my humble little what I understand and know, that Allah did not promise anywhere His great help of his intimacy and his great power for amal. Like we don't read Inna Allah ma'al musalleen, with those who make namaz. Inna Allah ma'al sa'imeen, those who keep roza. But with qualities, with the sifat Allah has promised, to develop these qualities of ihsan. And when we have the quality of ihsan, of kindness, forbearance, tolerance, overlooking, this quality, then the forgiveness becomes natural. All the actions then become easy. If a person has taqwa, then namaz is all becomes easy. Roza becomes easy. Everything becomes easy. So we should try and strive where today normally if a person feels I want to become righteous, pious, I must correct my life. Mostly the limit that we think of is amal. I must make my namazes, keep my rozas, make my qazas, everything, all that. But to develop qualities, our mind doesn't go there. And Allah's great help is with the qualities. Sifat of ihsan, sifat of taqwa, sifat of sabr, all these qualities. Then we get Allah Ta'ala Himself. On the amal, the rewards are there. And we are compelled, it's our farz to do the amal. But the real thing is to try and develop, go further than that. And this beautiful dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik. Oh Allah, I ask you from your anger and your punishment, I seek your forgiveness, I seek protection from your anger and your punishment. So those are the af'al, the actions of Allah Ta'ala to punish a person. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik wa bi ridaka min sakhatik. And O Allah, through your pleasure, I seek refuge from your displeasure. That you don't be displeased with me, you be pleased with me. And I ask of that through the barakat and wasila of your pleasure, that you don't be displeased with me. Those are the sifat of Allah, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. So in this dua we are taught a person progresses from the af'al, he goes to the sifat, the qualities of Allah. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. And I seek your protection, O Allah, with you, from you. All, whatever, you can punish also, you can forgive also. You can be happy, you can be unhappy. All your qualities of your pleasure and happiness, I seek with that, through that, I seek that you save me from all your displeasure. So now he has gone to the Zat, the being of Allah. So he started with the Af'al, he went to the Sifat, and then he has reached now the being of Allah Ta'ala. So the one short comprehensive dua, and 15th night of Shaban, this dua is particularly prescribed also for after witr namaz. After witr namaz also this dua is prescribed. We should try and read this dua. Hazrat Ali, the grandson of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, also once his servant was bringing hot curry for him, what we will like call potato and meat curry. Some curry, meat, hot. And by mistake dropped it on his son, little baby. And it fell on the child and the hot curry. And the child passed away. Immediately he told him, go, I set you free. And he got busy making all the janazah preparation for the child. What qualities they had to forgive like this. Immediately, no revenge, no court case. No reprimand, nothing. But if it was a mistake, set them free. So Allah Ta'ala also give us tawfiq that we work to try and control our anger. Anger is a thing that, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazaumullah Khair explained to us that this is also one thing by which Shaitan makes a big fool out of us. And he laughs at us. When a person is in an angry state, Shaitan just enjoys it. And he laughs at that person and he says, what a fool I made of this person. Hazrat gives a beautiful example that how this anger makes a fool out of us. For example, a person is very angry with his wife and he's threatening her Today I'll make mincemeat out of you. And today you'll see what I'll do to you. And all, he's very angry and he says, I can't control myself. Suddenly there's a knock on the door. When he peeps through the window, he sees his two brothers-in-law have come. And both of them are in the army. And they are in their uniform also. And they've got their guns also with them. Then suddenly, where his anger now disappears. Not even in thin air. More than that also, there's no sign of his anger. And now he becomes humble and he begs his wife for forgiveness. And he tells her, you know, all these things happen always. Husband and wife, these things happen. Just forget all this, man. This is all small matters. And now, where did your anger go? So that anger was just making a fool out of him. Shaitan was using one of his tools to make him a big fool. So this is what anger is. And the same way, many a person says, my lust when it overtakes me. Young boys, particularly with masturbation, they say we just can't control ourselves. When that desire and that lust comes, we just can't control ourselves. Nothing is registered. And nothing makes sense. We have to. And also, the enemies of mankind and the enemies of themselves, they also exploit it in this, that you can't help it. And they encourage it. You can't help it, so do it. They encourage. But at that time when you are so desperate and you feel whatever other guna, looking at this woman, whatever else, even whatever you are, and you really want to commit the guna, at that time if somebody of authority comes there, whether it's your father who comes or your wife comes there or anyone else, they come there, then suddenly where now did that lust disappear? It was so that you just couldn't help it. But now where did it disappear? So if we developed and realized Allah is present, Allah is watching us, the greatest authority, and this is that the sifat ihsan, that we realize that Allah is watching me all the time. And when we realize that, like this, as ulama write, you want to commit a guna, but a small child, 3-4 year old child is there, 2-3 year old child, you desist from the guna, that the child is looking. And you don't realize Allah is watching all the time. If that realization is there, the shaitan will never get this chance, how he makes a fool and he makes a stupid out of us. A person will get saved from all that. So a person has to make effort, and to make effort on this one thing our Shaykh has taught us, weakness that we have got, one fault that we have got, is difficult. If a person just makes effort to find the love of Allah Ta'ala, if he makes that effort, and love is a thing, like just because you love your wife for anyone you love, just in that love, you will stay away from so many things. That person, your wife, is not present there. But just because of the love of that person, you'll stay away from so many things. In the love of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, when a person has that love, automatically, he will, middle of the night, get up for tahajjud also. He'll cry to Allah Ta'ala also. He'll stay away from so many gunas. In the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to follow the sunnah, he'll be prepared to give his life also. So if we develop this love of Allah Ta'ala and the love of His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we don't have to make effort of one guna and take it out of our life. All of them will just vanish. So we have to make effort, and the best way, one of the best ways, our Shaykh Rahmatullah said, to develop the love of Allah Ta'ala is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. When a person makes the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, takes Allah's name always, of the many, many other benefits, one is the love of Allah will come into a person. Whatever a person, whatever you love, you repeat the name of your beloved also all the time. So Allah's name you will repeat, whether it's La ilaha illallah, whether it's Allah, Allah, Allah. You are making the dhikr of Allah, the love of Allah will come into your heart. And the more we will read Durood Sharif, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come. And when Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's muhabbat will come into a person, then it will be easy to follow the sunnah. And we will prepare. How many people gave their lives in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the great rewards which there are, which are in the year after. Also all this practicing on deen, we have to understand and realize, it's not to get the rewards in dunya. When Allah gives His fadl, He gives. But it is for akhirat. It's not here for dunya. It's for akhirat. Even we do things for show. It's also a natural nature of a person that you want recognition, you want admiration, you want praise. So that basic quality there again, you don't have to remove that. So instead of doing it for people, still do it for show. Do it for praises, but for Allah's show. To show Allah Ta'ala that Allah must praise you. And what can the people give you? They praise you on your face. The minute you turn your back, they pass other remarks about you. Today they can praise, and what can they do for you? What can they give you? They can't give you anything. They can't do anything for you. And for a few days people might praise you. After that, just one little thing happens and they forget you completely. You die. After that, for a few days, a few people may praise you. But you do it for Allah, forever Allah will reward you. And what won't Allah give you? And Allah will be happy with you. So you like that, you want recognition. People must acknowledge, people must praise. So do it, but just change it again. Don't make izala of it, make imala of it. Just turn it towards Allah Ta'ala, for Allah's pleasure. And that you are doing it to show Allah. Like the Sahaba, many of them, radiyallahu ta'ala, should show, we will show Allah that what we will do on the battlefield. So to show Allah Ta'ala. So don't do it to show people. Do it to show Allah Ta'ala. So you don't have to get rid of that quality of yours. Just change the direction of it. Allah give us all tawfiq.